You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The all-important US midterm elections take place on Wednesday our time. Control of both the House of Representatives and the Senate is up for grabs. Who has the majorities in these two chambers will impact how US President Joe Biden and the US government will operate. I spoke to Otago University Professor of International Relations, Robert Patman, about the topic.
Every election in my recent memory has been called the most important election in history, but why is this one particularly important?
Well, let's just put this in sort of context. The midterms, as they're called, these elections occur in the US case every 2 years. Voters decide who has the majority in both chambers of Congress, that's the Senate and the House of Representatives. And the election's being held on November the 8th. And I suppose they're important this time because these midterm elections will determine to a large degree whether President Joe Biden can get any new policies passed or if Republicans gain the ability to block most of the things he wants to do. And so it's a vital tussle. And what's at stake? 435 seats in the House of Representatives are on the ballot, as well as 35 Senate seats. So a third of the Senate is up for grabs. I should point out for listeners that seats in the House of Representatives are up for grabs every 2 years, while the Senate seats are up for every 6 years, which explains why a third of the Senate are now up for grabs, because it's on a rotation basis over 6 years.
What are some of the potential outcomes?
Well, potential outcome is the Republicans could win both chambers, both the House of Representatives and the Senate, which would make Biden's job very difficult. At the moment, the Democrats have control, narrow control, of both the House of Representatives and the Senate, which means that Biden's, from a presidential point of view, has had quite a receptive legislative environment. He could be able to do things he wants to do. So that would be bad news for the president. And he could veto things that the Republicans, legislative initiatives from the Republicans controlled House of Representatives and the Senate, but it would certainly make him somewhat, in legislative terms, a bit of a prisoner to events rather than being able to lead in the way he would ideally like. However, according to 538, which is one of the reputable election forecasters in the United States, it's more likely that the Republicans could win the House and the Democrats could keep control of the Senate, which would be a much better outcome from Biden's point of view. This election seems to turn on a number of issues. One of the things going for the Republicans is the inflation and the rising cost of living. And that's an issue which many Americans feel strongly about. However, they have been able to claw their way back, because there's another number of issues. One issue that political strategists, both Republican and Democrat, have identified as very important was the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in August to overturn the Roe versus Wade ruling as a major turning point for the Democrats in the midterms. It's an issue that many women, both in the Republican Party and in the Democrats, feel strongly. We should just reiterate that this basically ended Roe versus Wade. The overturning of that ruling effectively ended the right of women in the United States to legal abortion. And so the Republicans have plans to further extend restrictions on abortion access should the Republican Party take control of Congress, that's both chambers. So this is an issue that's energized many Democrat voters, but also has actually turned off some potential Republican supporters, particularly women. Something like 80% of the American people don't agree with the overturning of the Roe versus Wade. So that's an interesting issue.
What are some of the key races to keep an eye on?
I think myself, two of the key ones are in Georgia and also in Pennsylvania. In Georgia, Herschel Walker is trying to unseat. Herschel Walker is a Republican, a Trump supporter. He's trying to unseat the incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock. And that's very close. And Georgia is always a very important state. Another equally important contest going on is in Pennsylvania, where John Fetterman, the Democrat contender for the Senate, is squaring up to someone who's quite well known in the U.S., who's also a Trump supporter, Dr. Mehmet Oz, known as Dr. Oz. So, yeah, I mean, he's a real populist figure. And that seems to be very close as well. So both Georgia and Pennsylvania, I think, real key states to watch.
Republicans have been using quite extremist and even terrifying rhetoric and saying that they're not even going to accept some of the result if they lose, or they're only going to accept the results if they win.
It gives me no great pleasure to say this, but the level of political debate in the United States, or political discourse as it's sometimes called, has degenerated markedly in the last two decades. And to participate in a democracy, you have to peacefully accept the outcome of the election contest. And if you refuse to do that, then essentially you should perhaps be aiming to establish an authoritarian system. And I think, unfortunately, when people say they will only accept the result if they win, as Donald Trump did before the last presidential election, he said it would be fixed unless he won it, which was a ridiculous statement to make, because it automatically undermines the legitimacy of the process. And he was the first president in U.S. presidential history to do that. Unfortunately, coming back to your question, David, the fact that a number of Republican contenders, whether the state level or whether in the Senate or going for the Senate or the House of Representatives, are saying similar things, shows that this degeneration of the respect for the electoral outcome and the respect for the voters is diminishing. Biden could yet capitalize on that. I notice he's making some very strong statements. One issue that we haven't mentioned so far in our discussion, which could play out, was the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband. A right-wing, extreme right-wing individual broke into the Pelosi household. Nancy Pelosi, a major number three in the Democrats' party, someone broke into their family home looking for Nancy Pelosi to assault her, presumably, and instead assaulted her husband, an 82-year-old. And that I noticed that when Biden said any person of any political persuasion who does not condemn that attack really has no place competing in elections. And the interesting thing is that many Republicans actually thought it was quite funny. And this could actually backfire against the Republican Party. What has happened, I think, David, is that the Republican Party has been somewhat captured by what I call Trumpist ideas, and the center of the Republican Party has been emasculated. So people like Liz Cheney, who's called out President Trump for his involvement in the uprising of the 6th of January, she's been somewhat marginalized in her own party. So there's a lot at stake here for both the Democrats and the Republicans.
What is at stake in these elections?
What's at stake is the vibrancy of American democracy, because if we have a whole series of Republicans following the 8th of November midterms who say that they won their particular contest, really, but the result was fiddled, or words to that effect, that is just going to undermine democracy. We'll just have to wait and see on that. So one thing is, how firmly established is American democracy? It's clearly facing populist challenges at the moment. And the other issue, quite frankly, is on the Roe versus Wade issue, which is women's rights. Whether the political system can repair itself sufficiently to more accurately reflect what voters want. There's on a whole range of issues where there's a huge gap between the outcomes delivered by the American political system, whether it be gun control, healthcare, or abortion, where the political system delivers outcomes which seem to be at variance with what many people think in the American political arena. So that's an issue to watch. Another issue which we haven't mentioned is the war in Ukraine also. The outcome, if the Republicans do very well, many of them said they'll be looking to cut back U.S. support. The Congress holds the purse strings, so they could make life very difficult for Mr. Biden trying to support a democratic country illegally invaded by an authoritarian neighbor. Many members of the Republican Party, the Senate, I say many, up to 10, vocally support Mr. Putin, which is an extraordinary situation where a country which sees itself as the greatest democracy in the world is actually siding with members of its Senate, are actually siding with an authoritarian system which doesn't tolerate any dissent at all at home and uses violence to ensure that the Putin regime can maintain power. It's an extraordinary situation when a country which considers itself to be an exemplar for the rest of the world in terms of democracy is effectively backing an authoritarian regime against the democracy. Now, the Biden administration is certainly not in that category and has been playing a very important role in helping the Ukraine government resist this illegal invasion. But I think that's quite a lot at stake. I don't think Biden will be deflected from his current position of supporting Ukraine, but if the Republicans did hypothetically control both the Senate and the House of Representatives, his job could become a lot more difficult on that front.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, my crystal ball is no better, in fact, probably worse than most other people's. My sense is the Democrats are clawing back. It was quite a revealing poll this week that in terms of the popular vote, the Democrats are actually ahead by 45 to 43. I also think Trump is beginning to become a little bit, he's still got tremendous following in the Republican Party, but within the wider public, I think he's beginning, his eminence is beginning to fade. And so we may be, this election, this midterms will determine to some extent whether the Republican Party is still going in a pro-Trump direction or whether that direction is being halted or even reversed. We will find out soon. But yeah, I mean, it's very difficult to say. I think the prediction that the Democrats will hold the Senate and possibly lose the House of Representatives, it seems to me one of the more likely outcomes. But, you know, elections are always about surprises, aren't they? And
that was Otago University International Relations Professor Robert Patman speaking about the US midterm elections.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.